I'll tell you this. It is never too late to start thinking about the future. The future is now, as they say. And as such, as conservatives, we need to think about what's going to happen in 2022, what's going to happen in 2024. And I got big news for you. Hello, everyone. I am Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. And according to the Western Conservative Summit, well, it looks like Ron DeSantis has a good shot at being the Republican nominee in 2024. He was actually, thanks to their straw poll, concluded to be, in fact, the nominee. It showed that DeSantis actually led former President Donald J. Trump with a 75% winning versus Trump's 72%. So kind of tight, but nonetheless, it shows you that people are thinking towards the future and they're wondering whether or not, and I'm not saying that Donald Trump wouldn't be the nominee, but they're wondering whether or not they have an appetite, or Americans rather, have the appetite for some of the ups and downs that come with Donald Trump. Look, I think if he wants it, it's his, right? And my sources say that Donald Trump will, in fact, run in 2024. But you know what? It's only 2021 and 24 is a long ways off. So we'll see. You know what I would say, though? Ron DeSantis would be a good pick. Ron DeSantis would be a good pick because he, more than anyone, has shown what leadership is in a state. In a state like Florida, where actually I am right now, I'm traveling here for work and just did a big speech for the National Association of Realtors, wonderful, wonderful group, and really concerned about the importance of the equity that homeownership offers. And that's so important right now. Anyway, what DeSantis offers here in Florida is a pathway forward, right? It shows that with the right leadership, you can do good things. And Florida proved that you didn't need to shut everything down to still protect everyone. In fact, when you look at the death rates for coronavirus and you look at Florida, say, versus California, what do you see? Florida had a more successful rate. And certainly versus New York, right, where we lost so many elderly thanks to lousy policies, don't even get me started, from Governor Cuomo, where he actually sent people with coronavirus into nursing homes. Imagine that. Well, DeSantis did something very different, and that was really important for the state of Florida. It was important for the state, was important for the people, it was important for their economy, it was important for the children of Florida who remained, for the most part, in school, albeit with a little time down. But, you know, you look at Chicago, and this gets me going. The kids are still not in school in Chicago. We'll be lucky if they're back in school come September in Chicago. I mean, it reminds me of Venezuela, where in Venezuela, you have the option, and this was long before coronavirus, of going to school via TV, except that nobody has a TV, so you have to gather at your neighbor's house. And good luck if they have a TV, and maybe if you go there, you can get a little bit of school. Come on, right? I mean, that shows you the danger and the power of unions and how that affects everyday people, everyday Americans, or in the case of Venezuela, everyday Venezuelans. Look, we need to think about our future. And Donald Trump has stood up for a lot of the values that are so important to Americans, but DeSantis offers that same thing. And has the record right now to prove that he cares. And he has the sophistication, if you would, to stand up to the mainstream media. In other words, he doesn't allow them, much like Trump, to devour him. And he has, I would also offer, even a further sense of sophistication. I believe his wife actually worked in television. So, you know, that comes in handy. Anyway, he knows how to act in front of a TV camera. And he knows how to put reporters when they get sort of crazy, as they often do, especially when it comes to conservatives. He knows how to effectively put them in their place while simultaneously still maintaining a sense of decorum. You know, there's other potential contenders out there. I read about this actually in this week's edition of American Consequences, this month's edition of American Consequences. When you look at the Republican field, one of the good things, I think, is that you have a very strong bench. Donald Trump, of course, being the elephant in the room, if he runs, all bets are off, right? I don't know is necessarily Ron DeSantis or anybody else for that matter is going to really have a shot. But when you look at the rest of the landscape, if Donald Trump decides not to run, then he could be a tremendous force in terms of helping somebody else. And you've got a lot of good contenders. You've got Mike Pence, although I get it. Mike Pence is not necessarily so popular these days with the base. In fact, I do believe he got heckled at a recent event. You've got Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's a pretty good option, though the media will try and tear him up you know, and spit him out because of his association with Trump. And he doesn't necessarily have his own record, right, to embrace and stand on, which Ron DeSantis does have. You've got Ted Cruz, you've got, you've got Rick Scott, you've got Marco Rubio. All of these people offer viable options as well, except yet again, they don't have that personal record in terms of being able to, you know, stand up to the mainstream media and say, yeah, whatever, guys, guess what? I did it right. And that's one of the things that I like about Florida. It's actually one of the things I like about New Hampshire's governor as well, John Sununu, whose name is completely under the radar, but keep an eye on him. He may throw his hat in the ring. I don't know if he necessarily stands the same kind of chance as a DeSantis, for example, in part just because New Hampshire is a very small state and won't carry the same kind of weight. But it's governors like these, right, that have a track record that they can point to. It's partly why Donald Trump was successful, right? He had a track record in business. And so he could say, yeah, whatever, to the mainstream media. And he could prove that he was something more than the typical politician. And I think more than anything right now, everybody wants to get away from the typical politicians. We've kind of had it, right? With typical politicians. I know I have. And there's a sense that, you know, they're all very much on the take, if you would. Other strong contenders, Kristi Noem. I don't know as I necessarily, she could possibly be a contender for president. That's certainly possible. Certainly in the VP slot, I think she has a very bright future. Other people include Rand Paul. Rand Paul came in with a rather strong showing. I think Rand Paul offers something very, very different and very interesting to voters right now because he represents an alternative, not just to what the Democrats are offering, but certainly also in terms of what the status quo Republicans are offering. He has very much a libertarian bent. You think about his father and the libertarian influence there. And he stood up to the entire coronavirus issue in a pretty magnificent way that will be hard to tear apart. Mike Pence getting 21%. Rand Paul, as I said, 29%. Tom Cotton coming in at 30%. I think that there is a possibility for a lot of these people. You're not seeing John Sununu on the list from New Hampshire. But again, I think that John Sununu very much would have a shot in this field, certainly as a VP candidate who could be very, very helpful in terms of helping to deliver the first in the nation primary, which is pretty important. He also has a record of having done pretty well in New Hampshire. It's not perfect, right? You know, I would have preferred he would have been a little bit more live free or die. Like literally, right? That expression never mattered more. By the way, just a reminder, you can check out the TrishIntel.com website as well as the Trish Regan store where we really promote a live free or die kind of motto, right? In everything that we're doing via the reporting, via the shop, all of that, because that's important. That's important right now, especially as everybody's trying to come down on anyone that has an idea. You're not allowed to speak out. You're not allowed to say what you think. And people increasingly feel muzzled in this environment and it's not right. But it's going to continue on and it's going to grow worse. Macy Gray, as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, saying that we need to get rid of the American flag because it's too divisive. I'm sorry. But you know what? I want to be able to stand up for my country. I want to believe in my country. You've now got the people that identify as women that are transgenders competing in the Olympics, one of whom says she wants to win just so she can burn an American flag on the platform. I mean, how is that ever okay? Look, one of the beauties of being American, right, is that you can speak out for whatever it is that you believe in. And I think that's important. Look, you want to burn a flag, I think that's pretty awful, pretty despicable. You don't want to stand for the national anthem. I think it's pretty despicable, but it's your right to do so as an American. The problem is they're now turning this on its head so that somehow if you fly an American flag, if you identify as a patriot, literally the word patriot is like flagged in algorithms. I'm going to be in trouble for even saying it right now. It's flagged in algorithms on social media. That is troublesome to me, right? Because we need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in something. And part of our identity period is American and America. And the strength of our economy and the strength of our nation and the importance of freedom have been values that we should always hold dear and continue to hold dear, which includes the freedom of speech. Anyway, back to what's going to happen in 22. I do think this is going too far. The pendulum is swinging in a way that is not productive and not helpful for anyone right now. And as such, you will see a migration back to the center come 2024. Listen, I think if Donald Trump wants to win, the nomination is his. But he may decide, look, you know, this is enough. Like, I've sort of had it. And if that's the case, then start looking at who else is there, because there's a really good bench. And I'm not surprised at all by the straw poll. I think Ron DeSantis has an enormous chance of getting that nomination. And I commend him for everything that he has done here in the state of Florida, where I am now, because this is a testament to success. And this state tells you why policy matters. Remember that policy matters. Please go to trishintel.com. Please sign up for my newsletter. Please subscribe to this podcast. Like this video if you're watching the video, or like the podcast if you're listening right now. Tell your friends. It's hard to get the word out these days. I'll admit it. You know, again, the algorithms are a bit stacked against those that maybe don't identify with the leftist movement these days. But I identify with America. I identify with our independent streak that has made us who we are. And if you do too, make sure you come to trishintel.com, subscribe to the newsletter, listen to this podcast, and let's work together to make sure that truth is told. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.